considered heroes when the U.S. helped Libya get rid of Gaddafi. However, that status quickly changed when rebels became a force in itself. Some of these groups were extreme Islamists with ties to al-Qaeda. By the time Silva arrived in Benghazi, Westerners were not well received there. Despite many Americans believing they were not to be trusted, U.S. officials had been paying and trusting their safety to a militia called 17 February. These militia groups often have ever-changing agendas and allegiances, following money no matter where it comes from. This makes it difficult for Westerners to know the trustworthy ones. Chapter 2. When Roan and Silva get to the annex, Silva finds out the compound is actually composed of separate buildings with plenty of security problems. Roan tells Silva that everything on Benghazi is kind of sensitive, so he must stay alert and be prepared to protect himself and others at any minute. After touring the compound, Silva meets his roommate, the 36-year-old John Tig Teigen, an ex-Marine and security contractor for Blackwater, who has the most experience being in Benghazi as a global response staff operator. Zhukov explains there's tension between GRS team members and the CIA case operators, COs, they're assigned to protect. Modern COs are better at intelligence than combat, which is why they need the assistance of men with combative skills when operating in dangerous places. However,